episode 114, How to Grow Self-Discipline.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hello, hello, how are you doing? Yes, I'm so excited. We are going to talk about something so much fun that I know you're probably not looking forward to it because you already heard that it deals with self-discipline, but I promise to make it fun for you, and hopefully it will help ignite what you want to do, what you're trying to accomplish in your life, that it's going to continue to propel you forward. But before we jump in, I just want to say hello to everybody. How are you doing? I hope life is just treating you so very well. And if the answer is no, Christiane, it really isn't treating me well, then you know what? Know that I am praying for you. You're truly family, and I do think about you often. I would love to hear from you. I really would. It touches my heart when you guys take the time to just say, hey, I've been thinking about this. I'm not sure. I'm struggling in this area. I really want to help you guys live a fulfilling life and really to be able to take your life where you are, to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, spirit, okay? Because you know what? God created you for a reason, all right? So come on over to createyournow.com. I want to hear from you. You can leave me a voicemail. You can send me an email. Any way that floats your boat, I just want to hear from you because no, I am here to serve you. And yes, I'm working on some new projects for you, and hopefully they will be out within the next few weeks. I'm not going to make any promises yet because we're still tweaking some things. We're working on the website. So I appreciate you just being patient, and for you just really saying, you know what, Christiane, there's something about it. I like this community, and I'm here. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I cannot say it enough. So many, many kisses and hugs and love to you. I really do appreciate it. It's very exciting because you guys are really pushing me, believe it or not. I think about it. I'm like, oh, what can I help? How can I help serve them? Where are they going in their life? And that's what I really want to be able to do because I know what it's like to struggle, to sometimes not have direction. And you're going to have those moments where you know where you're going and you're like, oh, I don't know where I'm going. Oh, yes, I do. And it's a little roller coaster. In fact, my son, we were driving on our way to church and he goes, Mom, this is like a roller coaster ride. And I just died laughing because sometimes, yeah, you get in the car with me and it's like a roller coaster, man. Mama is on a mission. Do you ever feel that way? You're on a mission? Well, I hope your roller coaster today is going to take you somewhere because today is going to be incredible. Today is really giving you the opportunity to sit back for a minute and really think through what you want to accomplish in your life and how you can grow self-discipline in order to make those goals a reality. Because you know what? Remember, we only control one thing. We can only control one thing, and that's you, right? You can only control yourself. I know moms, especially dads, we want to control who? Our children, right? But you can't. As much as you think you're controlling them, I'm telling you, you're not. However, we do try to groom them. And one thing we can do is we can show them, be role models with self-discipline. They are watching you. I promise you, they're watching every single move you make. And the moves that you make, they're going to mimic you. And wouldn't you want them to mimic the really good ones, especially how to grow self-discipline? This is something that can carry them into adulthood and way beyond and really be able to grow who they are as a person. And so not only are you going to grow as an individual, but you're training up your children to do that also. And if you don't have kids, you know what? I don't care. People are watching you. They are watching you. It could be an adult. It could be someone at work. It could be even your spouse, okay? You are a role model. So why not role model how to grow self-discipline? Become your best selfie, and they too will look at you and go, wow, that was easy, you know? And they'll want to go right along with you. So let's just jump right on in because this is a great a great topic, self-discipline. And I'm telling you, it's hard. It's tard. It's tough and hard. That's tard. I just made up a new word. It's tard. I'm telling you, it's tough and hard all put together. Sometimes we just feel like, right? We don't know which direction we're going. And we're like, I think I know how I'm doing this, but then I fall. How do I create Christiane self-discipline? I need to grow that in my walk of life. Well, let's start first, though, with good old Harry S. Truman. He says, in reading the lives of great men, I found that the first victory they won was over themselves. Self-discipline with all of them came first. Wow. I mean, yeah, you go back in books, you read back in history, and you look at athletes, you look at people who are doing things that are above and beyond what you think that they could do, the capacity. And the thing is, they put into play something called self-discipline. Now, some of you may be saying, okay, so really what is self-discipline? Well, guess what? I have a definition for you. Self-discipline is this, the ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weaknesses. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Another definition, the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. I think a lot of us can relate to that more, you know, directly. You know, we know what we want to do. One thing, of course, that comes to mind is what? You know what I'm going to say. Weight loss. Everybody, you know, the resolution. Oh, I want to drop 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 100 pounds. Wherever you are on what you want to do with weight loss. But what happens? The temptations of, oh, that food. Oh, I want to eat that. Or I just want to kind of sit here and not do anything because it's so much easier just to be in my little area and be comfortable than to make myself uncomfortable and get up and exercise and do what I really need to do. It's easier just to abandon the whole thing, right? Right. So, but right, no, it's not right because you're not creating that self-discipline. No one's going to sit here. I don't care. You can hire and spend $10,000 an hour for the best personal trainer, okay? Yeah, you could pay me that. I would love that, okay? But who has to do the work? You have to do the work, right? Right. So if you do not buy into what you're doing, yeah, self-discipline is out the window. It's not going to happen. Right? So how can you create self-discipline? How can you grow who you really want to be and create a self-discipline? Okay? Create it to the be, because you know, when you think about it, were you really taught how to grow your self-discipline? I mean, seriously, think back in school and elementary. What class did you go to that taught you self-discipline? Now, they may have taught you ways to help you in self-discipline, but to actually say, we're going to talk about self-discipline and this is how you need to do it, et cetera, no. That particular skill isn't talked directly about. In fact, they just kind of beat around the bush. And it's taught by giving other exercises, homework, projects that are due, right? They set up timelines, right? And they say, okay, at this time you should be here. At this time you need to be here and here and here. They try to walk you through it. Why? So you can figure it out. And they give you suggestions of saying, okay, well, you have a whole book to read. Well, there's 500 pages and you have 50 days to read it in. So maybe if you take 10 pages a day, you're going to get through it in time, right? Okay, so they give you different ways to look at it, but they're really not directly teaching you about self-discipline and how to grow it. And that's really what we want to talk about today. Margaret Thatcher said this, disciplining yourself to do what is right and important, although difficult, is the high road to pride, self-esteem, and personal satisfaction. Whoa. Wow. So by grabbing on and learning self-discipline, it's taking the high road to pride, self-esteem, and personal satisfaction. Now, she doesn't say here that it's easy, does she? She says, although difficult. It is very difficult. It's difficult to set it up, but I'm here to tell you that you can do it. You can succeed. Okay, and what you want to do regarding self-discipline. Number one, are you ready? This is the big kiss. There's lots of kisses here today. There's 7 of them, okay? We are going to help you grow your self-discipline, okay? And it starts number one, consistency. I love that word, consistency. However, you have to set yourself up for success when it comes to consistency. For example, let's say you're a writer or you want to be a writer. Well, what do you have to do in order to be a writer? Yeah, you know, you have to write, right? Correct. Okay, now that we've got the correct, you have to write in order to be a writer, okay? Well, if you're not writing, you're not a writer, okay? So how can you set yourself up for success with that? Well, don't tell yourself that you're going to sit here and do something for an hour, 2 hours a day when you haven't even been doing it for 1 minute, right? Right, okay? So you want to create consistency with setting yourself up for success, okay? So keep that in mind in everything that you do, okay? Consistency is the key. So that is something that you have to have in your mind at all times when you're looking at these 7 steps, okay? Consistency. And it's really not 7 steps exactly. I'll tell you why here in a minute. Okay, number two, are you ready? Establish a calendar to exercise your muscle. Now, muscle, I'm not literally talking about exercising your triceps or your biceps or your quads or your hamstrings, okay? That's not what we're talking about. Yes, if you're wanting to exercise literally and increase that strength and tone in your body, well, then yes, you're exercising that muscle. But by muscle, I'm talking about skill, whatever skill you're working on, okay? I mentioned writing or blogging. What about a new instrument? You want to learn to play the guitar, okay? Well, number one, you got to be consistent at practicing, right? So you got to set up consistency. Number two, you've got to establish a calendar to exercise that muscle. So that means I have to practice. Well, if I've never played the guitar before, then maybe I need to start with practicing just some basic skills for 5 to 10 minutes every single day. If you set yourself up and say, okay, I'm going to be consistent, but I want to practice an hour a day, and you know you have 3 other children you're caring for, you work outside the home, plus you have your volunteer duties, do you think you're going to get that hour a day in? Nope, don't think so. That means what? You're going to fail. That's not setting yourself up for success. So you have to establish a calendar that's going to exercise that muscle that's going to give you what? Consistency with the setup for success. Whew. Are you exhausted yet? Yeah. See how it all comes together? So practicing 10 minutes or 5 minutes even a day is going to set yourself up better by practicing the guitar than saying I'm going to do it an hour every day, because that'll last all of maybe a day and a half and then you'll be done with it. Because something else will give way. And that brings me to number 3. Give up what is pulling you away from the muscle or from that skill. Okay? What I mean here by that is, do you have a favorite television show, or maybe I should say television shows, that you watch on a weekly or daily basis? They come up. Maybe you have shows on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday that you absolutely love. But you see, that's taking up time to watch those shows, right? Yeah, it is. Okay. Guess what? If you actually DVR those shows, you can watch them depending upon how long the show is. A 30-minute show, you can get it down to about 18 minutes. And an hour show, you can get it down to about 48 minutes and change. Do you know how much time you just gain there by doing that? Yeah, so you're not watching it the night of. But if you pick a different night to watch it on, what have you gained? You've gained time. Time to do what? To exercise that muscle that you want to work on, right? That skill. You can establish your calendar accordingly. Wow, I found 10 minutes that I can work on my guitar, right? And I can do it. Well, maybe I can't do it every day of the week, but I'm going to say I want to do it 3 times a week at 10 minutes. That's 30 minutes. And if I just tape, I just DVR these 3 shows, I will have gained 18 or 12 minutes on every show. Guess what? I'm up to 12 plus 12 plus 12 is 36 minutes of time. Man, I've got 6 minutes to spare. Whoop, whoop. Do you see how that works? Or have I lost you? Hang in there with me. You're learning how to grow self-discipline. It starts with what? consistency. Then you have to do what? Establish a calendar to practice that muscle, to exercise that muscle, that skill. Then yes, you may have to give up what might be pulling you away from it. What is distracting you? Okay. That doesn't mean that you're giving up time with your children. There are plenty of areas in our life that we are wasting away. Seriously, we are. Okay. So find those areas. Maybe you're not giving them up totally, but you're tweaking them to gain time, just like we did with those television shows. You found time. Number four, come on now, set up a reward system. Woo! Who likes rewards? I do, right? Okay, weight loss or tone gained, okay, because you can actually be toning up and you might increase actually your weight by that. But set yourself up for a reward. Maybe, okay, if you want to lose 30 pounds, maybe for the first 5 pounds, you're going to get something. Then every 10 pounds after that, you reward yourself for that. Okay. Set yourself up, give yourself a reward system. Okay. Maybe it is writing 10 minutes a day that you get up and you get up just 10 minutes earlier. You have your quiet time, but now you have time because you got up 10 minutes earlier. You're just going to write. You're not going to edit it or anything. You're just going to write and let your mind go free. Give yourself a reward. Set yourself up for a reward system, okay? Why? What is that doing to you? Do you think that's setting you up for success? Yes. Everybody likes rewards. It doesn't matter if you're an adult or your child, okay? Have you noticed this can be used? It doesn't matter what your age is, whether or not you're 2 months old or you're 92 years old. How to grow self-discipline. This will help you in all aspects of your walk in your life right now. So number four, set up a reward system. Number five, very, 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 very important. And I put it for number five. Why? Give yourself a high air five. Woo! Find an accountability partner. Yes. Okay. Why do you think I'm big on a coach? Why do you think I have a coach? Accountability. Somebody to hold my feet to the fire in a good way. Okay, not literally hold my feet to the fire, but someone who's saying, Christiane, this is a goal you set. Where are you in that? Okay, an accountability partner. That's what I'm here for. If you don't have one, if you don't have your spouse, or if you don't have a really good friend, because you want to have somebody you can trust, someone who loves you the right way, who's not going to literally hold you to the fire and rake you over the coals if something happens. You want someone to build you up, not tear you down. Okay. There's an appropriate way to have an accountability partner. So remember that high five, air five, whoop, whoop. Come on over. Come on over to our Facebook group. Okay. Create Your Now podcast. Come in. That is a safe place to be. There are accountability people in there all the time. Okay. Find an accountability partner. Number five, high five, whoop, whoop. Number six, take daily aim. You know what AIM is? Action ignites motivation. It goes along with the consistency, establishing that calendar to exercise your muscle, right? You have to take daily AIM. Do something to continue it. Action ignites motivation. As you continue your walk to gaining the skill, to gaining what you're working on, you're creating self-discipline. So when the temptations come your way, you're like, nope, I might be tempted to watch that, but guess what? I'm DVRing it and I will watch it in an hour because this is my time. And I've gained 12 minutes here of extra time. Okay? Huge, 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 huge. Number seven, guess what? Rinse and repeat. Yep, you got it. That's it. Something as simple as that. No problem whatsoever. Okay? You can do all of these. Consistency, again, setting yourself up for success. Number two, establish a calendar to exercise that muscle, that skill. Give up what is pulling you away, okay, from that skill, that muscle. Set up your reward system. Find an accountability partner and take daily aim and, you know, rinse and repeat. You can take these very simple steps and create and grow your self-discipline in your life. Now, if you're looking at this going, I need to do this in five areas, I'm telling you right now, do not do them in all five areas. You're going to freak yourself out. You're going to drive yourself totally. And we don't want that, right? We're setting you up for what? Success, okay? One thing at a time. Pick one thing. Establish that with your self-discipline. Then move to the next. Then move to the next. By that time, little tweaks here and there, you will have created what? An amazing individual who has self-discipline, who is creating her life and giving direction to where you want to go because you have control of you. You could do this. I totally believe in it. You won't be tempted. You won't stray. Now, when you do, you know what I'm going to say on this. When you fall off the wagon, because you know what? That's going to happen. What's the big thing you have to do? Forgive yourself. And move on. Get back up on the consistency wagon. Get back to establishing that calendar. Okay? You get right back up. Brush it off. It's okay. It's okay when we fall. But it's how fast we recover. Okay? So if you go and you're tempted by food and you go out and you have birthday cake because it was your son's birthday, guess what? It's okay. It's all right. The next choice at the next meal, you just make a better choice, not the cake, right? Because it was one moment in time. Forgive and then move on. All right, you can do this. I totally believe that you can grow your self-discipline in absolutely every aspect of your life, okay? But don't take it all at once. It's one thing at a time. One thing. You can do this. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Yes. Say, I believe in me. I believe in me. Say it. I believe in me. I believe in me. I believe in you. Okay. I'm carrying that torch. I'm holding it high for you. I love you so very much. Go out and create your self-discipline. Grow it to the next level. We all can use help in this area. I could use help in this area. I'm working on it too, just like you are every single day. All right. Take aim. I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.